We've learned about pause. What a pleasure. Why is it in my movie? And embracing the process. All tools that help turn on the light and remove the darkness from our lives. By doing each one of these things, we also shorten a painful process and shift to a better destiny where the light exists. Here's another tool we can use. Traditionally, how do people view prayer? Prayer is seen as me making a request to God or the Creator, changing God, almost bribing Him to make my life more comfortable while I sit here asking the Creator for help. Prayer, for most people, entails that the Creator is a variable that changes, and I have the power to change the Creator if I so choose or I so ask. The Kabbalists view prayer completely differently. The Kabbalists say that the light, the Creator, is never changing. You can't change the light. The same way electricity from the socket in the wall is always there, waiting for you to plug into it, the light of the Creator is always there, waiting for us to plug in. It's never changing. Whether you pray to the Creator or you don't, the energy is always there. So why do I feel dark? I haven't plugged in. So what is prayer? Prayer is not a request to change the Creator. Kabbalistic prayer is a request to change my vessel. When the Kabbalists would pray and ask for strength, ask for change, what they're doing is they're asking to change themselves. They're asking the Creator, please change me. I feel angry. Please give me the strength to change. I feel needy. Please give me the strength to remove my neediness. I feel defensive. I feel emotional. I feel out of control. I feel reactive. Please, I pray, give me the strength to remove that negativity. Because by removing it, the vessel expands, purifies, and the light comes in. Prayer is so powerful that every time you ask to change yourself, you will notice immediately your process change. You will not only receive the strength, you will receive the support and the wherewithal from the universe to make that shift. Remember, Kabbalah is the study of the vessel, not the light. The light is always there for you. Don't worry. The Creator never turns His back. Miracles are waiting seconds away, even though they look like they're years away. By invoking prayer and asking the Creator for strength in difficult times, you receive that strength and you make that change. You just found out, again, that your ex got engaged. And by the way, you could already even be married. That's how our tikkun works. You could be married, happy with children, and your ex could just be getting engaged and it could still upset you. That's how the satan works. That's how our opponent works. But anyways, let's say you start to feel that lack and that insecurity. Stop, what a pleasure. You ask why it's in my movie, you find out, wow, it's just my own insecurities, my own fears, my own jealousy, my own lack of being happy for other people. You take responsibility and you work on it. You embrace that process. Let's say you are single and you're not married and everyone's getting married past you. You embrace that process and you say, okay, I know that the Creator has something in store for me, just for me. I'm not worried. I'm happy for everyone. But you still feel down. You still feel hurt. What do? Ask for strength. Any moment you have throughout your day, ask the Creator, give me strength not to feel this way. Give me strength to remove my pain. Give me strength to be happy for them. I want to be happy, even though deep down inside I'm hurt, I'm in pain, I'm jealous. I'm wondering, why not me? I'm a good person. I'm a spiritual person. I'm studying Kabbalah. Why not me? The Creator has a plan. Pause. Ask for strength. Remove my pain. I want to be more like the light. I demand to be more like the light. I crave it. This craving, what you're really doing is you're desiring, you're expanding your vessel. That's why the light comes in. And that's why prayer works. Prayer works because as you ask, you build the desire. You expand who you are. And the light enters.
An example I love to think about is, imagine you have an empty bottle of water and you shove it underwater. You slowly twist off the cap. As you twist off the cap of this bottle while it's underwater, what happens as soon as you take off the cap? All the water rushes in. Why didn't the water go into the bottle before? Because the cap was on. There was all this empty space in the bottle while it was underwater. The water from all sides is trying to get in, but it can't. It wants to come into that bottle. The minute you just twist off the cap, the water rushes in and fills the bottle. So with us, when we pray and we expand the vessel, when we pause, when we use any of these tools, we twist off the cap, the water rushes in. Sometimes we need to pray just for a moment and you're going to feel the strength. Sometimes you need to pray for hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks. It depends on what kind of challenge you're going through. But don't give up.